Welcome to
Totally Acoustic, a home for unamplified music. Not the delight of all now, that's what it's totally about, what it's called. Totally Acoustic.
Thank you very much, the international woman in the room. The best kind of boot. So hello, yes, thanks so much for coming. My name is MJ Hibbett, and this song is called Girlfriend Alive. Girlfriend alarms, by the power of our post-pub conversation, I simply made a remark, bringing your reproductive system into question. She says that I went too far, but we were like this before we even had loins to mention. It's just the way we are, we've been behaving this way since we were both 11. Look at all the other men in the pub, they'll be talking like us. Talking so loud that you will never hear, that the words we say don't really match the reasons we are saying them. You simply got to translate it into beer, then to football, into playground and back again. You don't believe me, but hey, maybe that's the whole point. Like it's a gigantic smokescreen for us to keep saying the same without an outsider understanding deeper meanings. Look at all the other men in the pub, they'll be talking like us, telling the stories we've told 10 times before, but none of us minds. It's the way you tell it, not how up to date it is. And anyway, over time, the stories change and evolve beyond the means of a journalist. It's like cavemen out for the night. We like to sit by the fire and tell the tales of our tribe, and it's true. Listen in and you'll find you'll be joining in next time when it gets to the good bit. Look at all the other men in the pub, they'll be talking like us. Talking like us, because when you think about it, men have been this way since the start of time. When hunting mammoth, there's no time for affection. We've learnt a language rooted deep in violence, to stop the feelings creeping in disguise without detection. It's not just girls we teach to tell them that we like them. Some of my best friends, I've had to fight them. I've got the scars to show how much some of my closer friends like me. But there you go. I wouldn't worry about me calling Neil an idiot. He already knows I didn't mean it when he said I was feckless and ignorant. You can ask him yourself, but first I'll ring him to tell him it's okay to unmask me. Oh yeah, he better or else I'll be in trouble like all my forefathers before me. Look at all the other men in the pub, they'll be talking like us to their girlfriend. Girlfriend of mine. I was pointing at the eye of a scar on my chin, where one of my oldest and best friends glassed me in the face.
On Diwali,
he was. In fact, in Leicester. We were staying in a shit house, and the house that we stayed in still had blood on the towel that I'd wiped my face with 2 years later. So I'd like to introduce today with Stephen Hewitt, who will now come on bearing props. So this song is the introduction to the Marsmen of Jupiter. It's called We're the Marsmen of Jupiter. 1, 2, 3. We're the Marsmen of Jupiter. You think it'd be cool, we're groovier.
If you've got a girlfriend, you'll be losing her with a
Marsmen of Jupiter. Yeah, we've come for your ladies and we've come for your girls.
We're taking your women and all of your birds.
You've never seen a lover who's as clean as me. I wash my naughty bits hygienically.
The men of Jupiter are fresh and clean, and that's what makes us sexy with a
Don't you fuck with dancing?
Oh, sorry.
With a
Marsmen of Jupiter.
Making stupid people look stupider.
We're like love gods, but cupider with a
Marsmen of Jupiter. Yes, we've got lots of death rays and we've got lots of guns.
So give us your females and we'll give them some
hot love. But beneath the mask, the truth is
we're feeling quite shy and insecure.
Because the Mars maidens of Jupiter
won't talk to us anymore.
Yeah, they said we were too sweaty
and thick, so they went to live on Venus. They said,
we don't want your stupid jokes or your crappy dancing. And we certainly don't need your microscopic
personalities.
Mars maidens, come home. Mars maidens, come home.
Mars
maidens, come home. Ooh, Mars maidens, won't you please come home?
Take your point. We're the Mars men of Jupiter.
Come home.
This is what we're gonna do to you.
Please come.
We'll steal all your women and murder your friends. And we're never gonna have this conversation again. Mars maidens,
come home. Mars maidens,
won't you please come home?
I mean, it's a work in progress. Do come in. I feel a bubble would ask. So yeah, so now there we go. That was two. So that's the rest of it is just as good as that. But not quite as practiced.
It's more satirical.
It's
the rest of it.
Oh, it's definitely more satirical. It's definitely satirical. I tell you what, we take down such targets as Harold Wilson and Margaret Thatcher. And I'm not even joking, am I? So I'm going to finish now. Talking of politics. I did February Almanac month this month, where you write an album during the month of February. And at the end of the month, I was contacted by the Yes to AV campaign. And if anyone wants to talk about that later on, I'm more than willing to do so. To write a song saying yes to voting for yes in the referendum on the alternative vote. I know some people say they're going to vote no to piss off Nick Clegg. It's all very amusing because nothing's more. If there's anything more fun than annoying Nick Clegg, it's pleasing David Cameron and Nick Griffin. But we're not getting to that now, or we'll be here or not. So I wrote a song saying yes to AV, and this is that song. The song is called I'm Saying Yes. I'm quite excited. Because I've been getting quite excited about the referendum on the alternative vote. So I thought I'd have a look at the arguments of the campaign who are saying no. Well, they say it'll encourage extremism, which is a factual lie. And they say that it'll end single party strong government, which is why I'm saying yes. I'm saying yes. And I don't care if that pleases Nick Clegg. I'm saying yes. I'm saying yes. More representative democracy will last long after he's dead. And they're saying it's too complicated because they think we're thick. The explanation is actually very simple, in fact. Well, here it is. We count all the votes, and if nobody gets 50%, the votes the person who came last are reallocated to the second choices. Then we keep doing that until somebody gets half the vote. Yeah, I'm sorry if the incredible complexity of all that made your mind blow. I'm saying yes. I'm saying yes. And I don't care if that pleases Mick Clegg. I'm saying yes. I'm saying yes. They'll be singing this bit of marches. More representative democracy. Both of us will last long after he's dead. And we'll get a fairer choice in who we want for our MPs. And the chance of second vote means they'll have to widen their appeal. And we'll be able to vote for who we want in the first place. And then somebody has got a great chance of winning, I guess, since it seems to be the least worse. Yes, I know it's not proportional, and I know it's not the best, but it's the only chance of a generation that we're likely to get. And if you think, oh, election night, I'll be boring while my friend ponder this. Results are coming on Friday afternoon, which means we get the entire weekend on the piss. I'm saying yes. I'm saying yes. And I don't care if that pleases Nick Clegg. Oh, wouldn't mind at all. I'm saying yes. I'm saying yes. More representative democracy will last when we are all dead. I'm saying yes. Anyway. I did get quite excited about that. I went to the meeting. It was full of young people. Maybe the same. Oh, probably. I say, bored about STV and the tricameral system of government. Let's yeah. So, yeah. They haven't called back. So, that was me. And now we're going to go straight on, I believe, now. It's fantastic. She's been described as a sexy Pam Ayres. I prefer to say it's
sexier.
Pames. Oh, I think it's a great way of saying it. And Jenny's doing 30 gigs this month. I should be mentioning that in the course of your play. So please welcome Jenny Look.
Yes, I'm going to be 30 at the end of March, on the 30th of March, and I wanted to do something a bit interesting, I suppose, because you're not 30 all the time, only 30 once. Next one will be 40, by then this task will be a bit more difficult. So I thought I'd do 30 gigs in 1 month, and while I was doing it, I thought I'd raise some money for a very fantastic charity called the Children's Trust, who are based down the road from me. What they do is they, if a child has an accident and hurts themselves, meaning they can't walk or talk anymore, it's a serious brain injury, the trust rehabilitate those children and work really hard with them to learn to speak and walk and play again, basically be children again, really. And they also work with children and their families, children who are born with disability. I think that's absolutely brilliant. I've worked with them a lot doing different arts workshops, and I just think they work so hard and they need all the help they can get. So generous donations are gratefully received. However, that is not the aim of this evening, just to have fun, really. This is my birthday at the end of March. And yeah, so I'm going to sing you a song. Come in if you want to come in. Obviously. Oh, okay. Oh, belly button with fluff and stuff within. Oh, where my tummy stops or where my legs begin. Oh, belly button, what is it that you do? Stuck right there in the middle of me, or am I in the middle of? Some are fat, some are thin. Oh, some go out, but mine goes sideways. Oh, 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 belly button, you're really rather small. But I wouldn't be the same me without you there at all. Crinkled, wrinkled inside. Oh, all things in you, but I haven't really tried. Haven't really tried. Oh, belly button with a bad stuff within. Oh, yeah, where my tummy stops. Oh, where my crazy woman, stupid song. I've seen that at children's centres to little children. It's so nice because I don't know, I just sing my songs to whoever will listen, really, and then they pay me to buy a CD or to shut up, whichever's quickest. But yeah, the children's centre gig is on the 25th, so if you want to come, if you've got any small children that you want to bring along, it's a stay and play session. You can come along, sure, start, need all the help they can get at the moment. Help us all. Okay, next one. There we go. Oh, you've not heard this one before. Albert had a tough time enrolling in primary school. It seemed he broke every regulation and rule. For a long time, human laws on integration had deprived his kind of a decent education. But a new law stated to its clinical Albert would be far too cruel. It's about time, the new law said, to embrace our differences. Let's knock on the head all our fears and prejudices. We're going to jump upon the bandwagon, and just because Albert is a dragon, we'll be here nor there once he's come to terms with all our policies. We all agree that it will be worthwhile. We've had a little look at Albert's file. There's nothing to fear except his burning desire to play with fire.
from the little black that he can't set like this.
Well, Albert's first day at St George's went down like a loop. By 9:15 he burnt a few holes in the classroom. The teacher sat in with a special needs assistant, but they soon found out that she wasn't flame resistant. And from that time on, Albert found it very hard to make friends. That's as far as I've got with that one, but I thought I'd sing it anyway. It's one of those songs that you start and then you think, oh, we want to finish it. I thought I'd finish it there. It seemed all right. Maybe you can decide what the next chapter shall be. I think maybe he should either get a job as the school fire extinguisher and be ironic, or he could... I did have him flying off with the work experience girl and holding her hostage above the thing. And there being this kind of musical interlude... That's kind of, you know, like all looking up at the sky at Albert circling around the corner. Like that going, Albert, like Jesus Christ Superstar. Albert, misunderstood, like this. We could do some great puppetry, you know. But I haven't got there yet. Maybe one day I'll have a dinosaur planet. That's great, that show. I've distracted myself. Yes, I'm going to sing you another song now. Nelly the elephant packed a trunk, said goodbye to the circus. She did a bunk and off she went, trumpety trump, an angry tear down her face. Well, as down the road she wandered, I wonder, have you ever wondered what it is that Nelly packed inside her case? Needless to say, there was a bale of hay and a pocket of peanuts to have on the way. But in the corner, carefully curled and neatly folded, I impressed a ton of cloth you never would have guessed as being the biggest pair of knickers in the world. Nelly, go with your knickers on. Go, Nelly, belly, better wriggle out in those knickers, wide and thick as a double decker bus. I said, go, Nelly, go with your knickers on. Go, Nelly, better get a wriggle on in those bloomers. There's enough room for all of us. They were made of the finest thread, designer label, all the best street cred. And because Big Nelly had a very big belly and elasticated pink and yellow polka dots, yellow mellow, Nelly knocked spots off all the other elephants bare behind her sophisticated taste. And when she had them on, she looked a real treat, an elegant elephant. From a nap of 2 feet, they accommodated the bit she hated and skimmed her rather large thighs. A cut above the rest, they gave her more headroom. They worked wonders in the bedroom. She'd pull any big pull on she recalled their size. But old little Nelly was the butt of vicious rumours. Seemed none of the other girls liked her bloomers. And when she left, she didn't give them a second chance, all those who'd snubbed her because of her pants. Nelly the elephant packed a trunk, said goodbye to the circus. Her act had been sunk by somebody who Nelly knew to be jealous of the knickers she possessed. One night her balancing act was a disaster. She fell off a ball and squished the ringmaster. Tickled from behind, she'd gone out of her mind, and Nelly was nearly all distressed. Oh, what a night for the knicker-wearing Nelly. She was in a ton of trouble from another Nelly's jealousy. And as the emergency services tried to lift her out of the way, a big bony vibrant, big and strong, whispered in her ear and said, you know it won't be long before your knickers are going to be a ticket to the road to Mandalay. Oh, little Nelly, would she ever have the chance to ditch the one-night stand and have a proper romance? But by the light of the silvery moon, she met Eddie. He changed her tune. That's a Spice Girl. Eddie was an elephant living in the jungle, looking for a lass, looking for a fun girl. Not scary, very hairy, weighing in several tons. He'd been named extradited there like Nelly because of what he liked to wear. This time, silky lime, long johns. And when he met Nelly, it made his day. Soon they were off to Mandalay together forever. What a lovely pair. And on the world they were on top. Apparently they opened up a shop. I'm told it sold designer underwear. Many go, many go with the knickers on. Many go, many better get a wriggle on in those knickers, wide and thick ends. A double decker bus, I said. Go, many go, many go with the knickers on. Go, many go, many better get a wriggle on in those bloomers. There's enough room. All of us. I said, go, Nelly, go, go with your knickers on, go, Nelly, go, Nelly, better get a wriggle on in those knickers, as thick as anything when unfurled. Upon your behind, I think you'll find no one in the world has bottom on their bottom. The nicest pair of, I do declare, of elegant elephant knickers in the world.
Please welcome Mr. Simon Fox.
I'm slightly intimidated because I'm going to be offering a bit of light relief now. So, are you ready for some maudlin folk? Yeah. Yeah. No funny stuff. This is probably the most upbeat song I do. It's called Grumpy Man Blues. And it's about the fact that all of my other songs are as miserable as fuck. So this is the nearest you're going to get to comedy. Unless I fall off the stool. So, Grumpy Man Blues. One day someone said to me, the songs are all so sad. Consider it objectively, can't be all that bad. Look at your life, look at your wife, you've really got it made. The comments got me thinking about the way that we are portrayed. All the songs I write are by way of apology, for I am not the man I think I really ought to be. The verse is terse, the chorus worse in each and every song. And all the words obsess about relationships going wrong.
Thank you.
Right, this is a song I wrote with Billy Mahoney, if you've ever heard of him.
Yes.
And Howard Monk, who's the godfather of folk groups in London. Doesn't give me one fuck. Anyway, even though we're old friends. And I put some words to one of their songs because they're all instrumentals. This is called Tired. And this is the closest you're going to get to a comedy line in a song. One. This is also a 90s cover, and I want, in the spirit of the evening, I want some audience participation, so you're going to sing along to the chorus. And the chorus goes, it's very easy, it says, "We tried and we failed, we tried and we failed, we tried and we failed." So let's try.
Tried and we failed, we tried and we failed, we tried and we failed. We tried and we failed, we tried.
That was shit. I'm not very good at this audience voice, but you're not supposed to insult people, are you? What you learned?
That was shit.
Do it again.
We tried and we failed, what do you want?
That works on so many levels. Eat your crisps.
Tried and we failed, we tried and we failed, we tried and we failed.
Okay, that's right. Yeah. So it's, if you haven't guessed already, it's Gene.
Gene, the low life has lost its appeal. I'm tired of walking these streets to a room with a covered bed. Jean, not sure what happiness means, but I look in your eyes and I know that it isn't there. We try and we failed, we tried and we failed, we tried and we failed, we tried and we failed, we tried.
Beautiful.
Jean, there's ice on this sink where we bathe. So how can you call this a home when you know it's a grave, but you still hold a greedy grace as you tie the grace. But it will never be clean, oh Jean. We tried and we failed. 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 We tried. Oh, cash on the name. It's just a fairy tale, and I don't believe in magic anymore. But I think you know, I really think you know. You know the truth, oh Jean. We tried and we failed. 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 We tried.
Miss Summer Fox.
I think that's the indiest thing we've ever had at
gently
singing along with a Smiths B side. We've had Pete Green in. That's like. So, please welcome Mr. Peter Buckley Hill.
Thank you for that. This is a strange milieu for me. It takes me back to the 60s, which is where I'm from. One of these days I will get back there. If you like to go back to before many of you were born, this is pretty much when I was sitting in my lonely bedsit writing this song. I will get some sympathy out of you. This is what I'll do. Even fish have fingers, even walls have ears. Labour had left wings. Captain Morgan has his Buccaneers. Pals have towel dispensers. Superman has super glue. Even Marx has Spencers, so why can't I have you? It's a love song. People like philanthropy, Slovakians like Czechs, vampires like anthropy, everybody likes oral sex. And speaking of Roy Jenkins, he liked his burgundy. Eskimos like penguins, so why don't you like me? Yes, what? Perverts love their rubber, Philip loves the Queen. Everybody loves their mother. And a boy sardine loves a girl sardine. Carnivores love to clean them. Monkeys love their nuts. But you've never even seen them. So why do you hate my guts? message in the last verse, obviously. Little flowers need the rain, a body needs a head. Masochists need pain, and a baker always needs his bread. Chicks need chicken, vegan, a parking meter needs a coin. When I told you that I need you, you need me in the groin. Nowadays I don't bother to disguise stealing tunes. In olden days I did. Basically everything I do is either San Francisco Bay Blues or Mr. Bojangles. Honestly it is. So. In days of old, when knights were bold and hobbits were called Frodo, there lived upon an island a very lonely dodo. He flew around in circles till he vanished off his tree. As he hit his head on a coconut, he stuttered plaintively. I dodo, where the female dodos are. I can't do it to a toucan, if you can, you're a star. I need a female dodo to be sexually linked. If I dodo, it, I shall end up extinct. All right, now we've all been to university, so tossing the flock from here on is not going to be difficult. Just then a female dodo came into sight and hearing. He could tell it was a female by the dodo dangly earrings. They looked so dodo-mestic as they stood there side by side. He said to her, let's make an egg. She docilely replied. I dodo, if you will respect me in the morning. I dodo, don't love you. In fact, you leave me yawning. A dodo, daughter would damage my career. Besides, I've got a headache, so stick it in your ear. Hey, top to the last verse. At this, the lonely dodo felt both doleful and upset. Got drunk on dodo's liniment, just trying to forget. There isn't any more to say, cause both the dodos died. And over the unheeding sea, their ghostly voices cry. We wish we'd dodo done it when we had the opportunity, and not condemn the dodo race to no discontinuity. And if you human beings think we're making too much fuss, just dodo do it to the ozone layer and be extinct like us. And that was, yeah, that was soon. And that was San Francisco Bay Blues. So then those are my two tunes, unless I steal something completely different, you know. Like. Why do birds suddenly appear every time you are near? Could it be there's a space-time anomaly close to you? That sort of goes for you. Why do stars fall out of the sky every time you walk by? I've been told that there's a small black hole close to you. On the day that you were born, they changed the laws of physics from 5.5 to 4.2. Now the 7 unexplored dimensions with their portals converging on you. That is why all the boys in town follow you all around. Quantumly, they need to be close to you. The day of the Big Bang, all matter was created, which includes the bits that now are you and me. And according to some models, they will crunch back to a singularity. depending on the value of the cosmological constant you assume. And when that cosmic closure comes to pass, we'll disappear off our own arse. But it's better than entropy, cause I'll die incredibly close to you. Sing out, la 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 la, close to you. La 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 la,
close to you.
No more gags coming, just a singer.
La 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 la, close to you. La la la, close to you.
Oh, very nice. Great, huh? This is a self-indulgent one. If you like. Suddenly I betrayed my inner feeling. this is part of a sort of love and death sequence. This is the death bit. Isaac, nice chap, died of cancer. I gigged with him many times. I never thought I could play guitar as well as that man, but now I can. He's dead, I'm not. Sorry, he is, but I ain't no swan. Sing this to me when it comes to my turn, or whistle while I burn. Les French, old friend, fits and tumours, Cambridge folk fest. We sang till dawn. He pissed down my neighbour's chimney from my roof, and that's the truth. He's dead, I'm not. He wouldn't think this song was over the top, cos he didn't want to go, but he didn't want grief, which I find a relief. Loved a woman to distraction, went to pieces. When she died, took me a long, long time to get my head straight. This one's for Kate. She's dead, I'm not. It's the only relationship that we've got. And if I'd gone first, she'd have said it to me. And that's how it should be. Jason, Jeffrey, Mimi, Joanne, Lillian, Reggie, said, I've drunk sherry at the funeral for so many more, but one thing is for sure, they're dead, I'm not. In the top teat of life, life itself is the pot, and the friends that I had still live in my mind, and that's the bottom line. Friends that I had still live in my mind, and that's the bottom line. Sincerity there. I normally, so I normally throw something completely, completely stupid in afterwards. But no, I'm not entirely sure what I'm gonna. Oh. I said to my wife, "Does a lemon have legs?" She said, "Course not. Don't be so moronic." I said, "In that case, I've just squeezed a canary in Georgian and tonic." I'm not sure. I do want to do this one, which is my song of August 2006, because it contains a message for at least two of you in the room, and who knows, maybe several more indeed, because August 2006 was an eventful month. We witnessed the triumphant vindication in the courts of Tommy Sheridan. There was a small war in the Middle East, unusually. And air transport was blacked out for virtually all of the month due to a vile and sinister conspiracy by the manufacturers of clear plastic bags. And, and all of this I could have written about, but I didn't, because if you're in this business, August means one thing, and that is Edinburgh. This is where you go to lose your shirt and to dream of being discovered.
I have been dreaming of being discovered for 43 years. Before that, it was just straightforward masturbation. So, but the point, if you go to the Edinburgh Fringe, there are people who will take £10,000 and £15,000 off you to put your show on, and you will go and you will pay that money in the dreams of being discovered. And when it doesn't happen, you have minor nervous breakdowns, or sometimes major ones, depending on how strong your personality is. And this is more or less my song about that, and I dedicate it to those who are coming to do the Free Fringe this year. But we haven't done a dedication for 10 years.
I love that. Hey! Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Awesome. Fuck me, that dedication just slipped out. That uncontrolled, spontaneous dedication. Oh dear, oh dear. You could even call it a premature dedication.
Sorry, yeah.
But, yes, all, yeah, in fact, you definitely could. That works on several levels, but someone already said that. So, yeah, here's the August 2006 song, which also applies to August 2011. My God, is that the time? Even the alcoholics aren't really derelicts at all. Instead, they're performance art. And we've all played that part, standing in the player's courtyard, trying to catch the eye of someone more famous than you, and watching them do it too. When you're living for the love of the comedy people, a smile on the face don't reach the eyes, talking to people in all their forms, lying through your teeth about your audience size. Everyone tries. 3 weeks to get yourself noticed, got to succeed before the bank holiday, or the dream is dead, and face real life instead. 10,000 out of pocket, nothing to show but fatigue, and a collection of two strong views. Still more people to schmooze. When you're living for the love of the comedy people, not much time before hope is gone. Make the right friends, you can be on telly, desperate to be spotted by Avalon. Sanity gone. Many gigs a day as you can manage, working so hard you've completely forgotten to enjoy what you do, and that always shows through. There's a better way to go about it, but be the person you are and realise that success comes to those who don't care less. When you're living for the love of the comedy people, love isn't always easy to find. You've got to give love before you can take it, put your own interest out of your mind. Living for the love of the comedy people, do it for the love of the comedy game. Better to remember the fun you had in Edinburgh than sell your soul for a national name. Stop that game.
And there we go. That was the first episode of the new series of Totally Acoustic. And it was a lovely night, although I did feel a bit ill the next morning for some reason. The next song we have is on the 22nd of March. Same bat time, same bat place. That's with Superman Revenge Squad and Matt Tiller. You can find all the details about that on our webpage, which is www.totallyacoustic.com/, and that's got links to all the people who have played and will be playing. I hope you enjoyed it. Thanks for everybody who came. Thanks to you for listening, and see you next time.